الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، إمام المرسلين وخاتم النبيين، وصفوت من الخلق أجمعين، سيدي سادات العرب والعجم، فخر ربيع ومضر، فيا أيها الراجون شفاعته أكثر من الصلاة عليه. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. من امتدت عين بنظر، ووعت أذن بخبر، وقطرت السماء بمطر، وتنفس كل حاقد وانقهر. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one we ask help, mercy, forgiveness. And we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the bad deeds of ourselves and the evil of our souls. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided will never be misguided. But whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leave to be stray, abandon, leave them in charge of their own self, they'll never be guided. They are in a serious trouble. I bear witness there's no Lord or deity worthy to be worshipped but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one and only one, and Muhammad peace be upon him, his servant, his messenger, the best and purest of Allah's creation, the face of glad tidings, the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best the sun shined upon, the sweetheart for the good hearts, for the good people. As to follow my brothers, my sisters, dear believers, respected elders, the best greeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all of you and upon all the bright faces that make sujood prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one and only one deserving this sujood, and to all the sincere hearts that finds comfort, happiness, satisfaction, content, trust, success with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who declared, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have the best example in the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers, my sisters, dear believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing you that your champion of success, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that your engineer of happiness, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of Allah's example, the best example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, better than our moms and dads. And today's khutbah, it is not a talk. Today's khutbah, it is an action. Today's khutbah requires each and every one of us to carry on their responsibility, to carry on their obligation, and to show their love and to express their care about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If someone tells you that your mom and dad outside, and someone cursing at your mom and dad outside in the street, you will leave this masjid, you will leave this khutbah to defend your mom and dad. But right now, better than our mom and dad, better than our children, better than ourselves, the one we love more than loving ourselves, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are cursing him. I give you the glad news and the glad tiding, nothing could stick to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No cursing could disgrace Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it can disgrace us if we just go on in our life and business as usual. If we go on in our life and thinking, it's okay, they're just talking, they are just barking. We know, لا يتأثر السحاب بنبح الكلاب, that the very high clouds, they will not be affected by a barking dogs, أكرمكم الله. But we are obligated, each and every one of us, none of us exempt, male and females, young and old, we all must defend Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look in Uhud. In Uhud, when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم fall, in the battle of Uhud, everyone wants to cover Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Two of the big champions, the big Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم, they covered Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and much more. But one of them, his back became like a porcupine, قنفذ, like a porcupine that how much arrows got stuck and sharp arrows, more, much sharper than a sharpest knife you could imagine. They got stuck into his back to cover Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing should harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we doing this, my brothers, my sisters? We have to. At any time, to be ready to take a bullet in our heart if we have to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't help loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala programmed that, administrated that, injected that in our hearts. We did not meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And take a look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the old days, telling us that nothing could stick to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of cursing and ill speaking. By saying, أَلَا تَرُونَ كَيْفَ يَصْرِفُ اللَّهُ عَنِّي شَتْمَ قُرَيْشِ وَلَعْنَهُمْ يَشْتُمُونَ مُذَمَّمًا وَيَلْعَنُونَ مُذَمَّمًا وَأَنَا مُحَمَّدًا. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling us, don't you see how Allah removes the cursing of Quraysh and ill speaking from me? Means it doesn't stick to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. It bounced back in their face. That they are cursing مُذَمِّمًا. Because the word مُحَمَّدًا, it's a praise. Any one of you carry this name Muhammad, it's a praise. They are cursing مُذَمِّمًا. And they are ill speaking of مُذَمِّمًا. And I am مُحَمَّدًا. That means it bounced back in their face. My brothers, my sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it should be the best taste comes out of your mouth. Could solve the problem of this whole world, including the world that full of hate, the world that hating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for no reason but with trying to save their children. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trying to save them and their children from the hellfire in this life, in the life after. There is no guilt on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could solve the problem of this whole world while he's sitting down having a cup of milk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his grave. But the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be alive till the day of judgment. It depends, and it's up to those who could click and link in the happiness of Islam, link into the great honor of taking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our teacher, as our commander, as big winner and engineer for our happiness, and the champion of success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored. Allah honored Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honored his manners. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٌ عَظِيمٌ. Who's talking? Allah! Allah honored his words, that he speak the truth, that he does not just speak out of his mind. لا ينطق عن الهوى. My brothers, my sisters, those who are cursing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who want to outlaw Islam, those who called you terrorist, those who called you fanatic, those who called you extremist, those who called you whatever names, those who made the hijab difficult for the Muslims to wear the hijab. From doing all this, they thought we are dead. They believe that we are a sleeping ummah. They are white, gone to sleep. But they want to see. They don't believe that from them doing all this and recently also trying to curse the Quran and to insult the Quran, they want to see, is this Muslim ummah dead or they are asleep? They want to see the pulse. Do we have pulse? Are we walking graves? And we tell every kafir, every single filthy kafir that curses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that at any time we are ready to take a bullet in our heart when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's a very cheap price. We tell them that we are not walking graves. We tell them that we are alive and we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that genuine love, it is rewarded for us. Cursing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately they are kuffar. But for us to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, This is the closest to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their action is a kufr and a curse upon them. But our action to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who doesn't need us, because Allah is defending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah could replace us and bring people who would love Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than us, and defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the proper way. But it is obligation, responsibility, honor upon us, real honor upon us, to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, we are not walking graves. We have pulse. And we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we don't wish for a person with full brain, wide awake, and really to come and provoke us face to face and to curse Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't wish this to happen in front of us. Because that person better have a spare neck. That person better have a spare neck. A person who is well aware and awake, not mentally retarded, well awake and trying to provoke us face to face to curse Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't wish to meet the enemy. We don't wish to meet the enemy. And we don't wish to live in this life to face one person face to face cursing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because wallah, he better have a spare neck. There's no diplomacy in that. There is no button F. There's no flexibility in cursing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say that. There is no flexibility in cursing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers, my sisters. Therefore, this particular volcano of hate, it is already erupting and the lava of hate coming out. There is much more inside the volcano. This lava you are seeing coming out, lava of hate is so little. Allah described that in the Quran by saying, قَدْ بَتَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. Hate is appearing from their mouth, and what their hearts hide, even greater. Who's talking? Allah said that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ بَتَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. Hate is appearing from their mouth. قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Could you imagine? Could you see hate coming from their mouth? Look how Allah described it. قَدْ بَدَتْ, as if you have seen it in your own eyes. Hate is appearing from their mouth, and what their hearts hide, even greater. Wallahi, wallahi, when the loser of the United States, Bush, declared it is a crusade, and Allah made his tongue talk, and Allah brought his hate out of his heart into his tongue. They are declaring wars in Islam, but they are turning the temperature slowly, so you don't feel it. And you swim, and you think it's a cool swimming, till we die. But my brothers, my sisters, we are aware of the heat. And we are not dead. And we are, a listener can be much better than a speaker. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about all of you by saying the goodness in me and my ummah till the day of judgment. Al-khayr fi wa fi ummati ila yawm al-qiyamah. So therefore, this particular volcano erupted, and this lava is spreading all over. What's inside that volcano of hate? What's inside their hearts that full of hate, that breeds in hate, that breathes hate? It's much more. Allah said that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, if there is a king walking by, a president of a country, if he walks by you and you take a small chickpeas, habbat hummus, small chickpeas, and you throw it in the face of that president or king, what will happen to you? Some countries you get shot in the spot. In some countries you get jailed forever. In some countries they will choke you and beat you up. You can't go without punishment. Punishment must be received. And punishment must be received upon anyone cursing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a regular king and a president on earth, if you throw a small chickpeas in his face, you will be punished. You could be killed. What about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The king of all kings. Allah is the king of all kings. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he is among us here, he will be the king of all kings on earth. My brothers, my sisters, this khutbah is not about just to make you have the hamas, the enthusiasm. It is a reminder to stir the sugar in your heart and to stir the love in your heart to know that only Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You could touch me, touch my family, I may walk away. You could curse me at my family, I may walk away. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no compromise, flexibility, diplomacy, there is no cheap talk, there is no cosmetic talk when it comes to Muhammad. Wallahi, we are ready to take a bullet in our heart. Wallahi, we are ready to go to jail for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'll be the first one ready to go to jail when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll be the first one to take a bullet in my heart. And this is a cheap price when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a big no to insult this great prophet, the one we love. Allah programmed our heart that we love Muhammad so much, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are not walking graves. We are alive. We are not dead. We have a pulse and we love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, my sisters, raise your children to be addicted with the love of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But let me give you the good news. Let me give you the happy news. This ummah, the nation of Islam, the people of Islam, they are ummah mansura. We are victorious ummah. We are victorious nation. We already qualified for victory. We already entitled to victory based on two major matters. It's in the Quran and in the Sunnah. I repeat, the Muslim ummah, the Muslim nation, you, every Muslim in this earth, they are already qualified for victory. We are victorious ummah for two major reasons. We are entitled for victory for two major reasons. Because we are ummah mazlumah. We are ummah oppressed. And we are ummah in distress, muttarra. When we are an ummah mazluma and ummah muttarra, Allah promised us victory in the Quran and in the Sunnah. So don't think that you are weak. You are so powerful. Wallahi, we are so powerful. And Allah promised us victory. And Allah promised us to inherit the lands. And Allah promised to establish authority, our religion that Allah chose for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised in the Quran to replace our state of fear to a state of security. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلِيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. Allah promised those who believe among you and they do good deeds. This is what Allah said in the Quran. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ, Allah promised those who believe among you and they do good deeds, Allah will give them inheritance in the land as Allah gave those who were before them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish in authority the religion that Allah chose for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would replace their state of fear to a state of security. What do you have to give Allah? وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. That you believe in Allah, you do good deeds, and you don't associate anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't associate anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, dear believers, for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْظِكُمْ. Look how simple and powerful this particular reality and this particular statement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْظِكُمْ. Perish with your rage. Die with your rage. Allah's telling them this. Abraha, he came with full army to destroy the Kaaba. You're not alive at that time. You're not born. You couldn't defend the Kaaba. Allah defend the Kaaba. Abraha came with a strong army to destroy the Kaaba. He ended up destroying himself. لا يتأثر السحاب بنبح الكلاب. The very high clouds, they will never be affected by barking dogs, especially the dogs nowadays in the Denmark and the Norway and the other, akramakum Allah, may Allah honor you, that they are barking, and the word dog is mentioned in the Quran. So there's nothing for wrong with me to say dogs. Not only that, the Muslim scholars, they're saying that the dog of Surah Al-Kahf, this particular dog will be in the Jannah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that the dogs, akramakum Allah, is more loyal, more honorable than those Denmarkian or Danish people who are cursing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An apology is not enough. Wallahi, I have a list, my brothers, my sisters, of the quick things that you could, each and every one of you, do. And the first one, to boycott them. Even if they apologize, it's not enough. It is not enough to apologize till the day of judgment. They have to be an example for everyone to follow them, or to try to dare, because people is watching. Every single person full of hate, they are watching what the Muslims doing. And they are surprised by the real love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله العظيم فاستغفروه إنه نور السماوات والأرض الغفور الرحيم. Jazakumullah khair. If you pull forward, so for the brothers, sisters, more to come, if you can pull forward, right? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. There's more brothers coming and sisters. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu salam wa sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Therefore, al-sha'ir yaqul, بلغ العلا بكماله. This is Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. بلغ العلا بكماله. كشف الدجى بجماله. عظمت جميع خصاله. صلوا عليه وآله. اللهم صل على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ابتدت عين بنظر ووعت أذن بخبر وقطرت السماء بمطر وتنفس كل حاقد وانقهر. And we remind also those particular individuals that they love to do good deeds. That's not only a matter now for good deeds. It is a matter of a responsibility. It is a must matter. Allah declared, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ in the Quran. Race for the good deeds. So not only racing for the good deeds, we have to race to defend Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And nowadays this is one of the greatest deeds. Allah declared that in the Quran. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ race. My brothers, my sisters, a listener can be much better than a speaker. Each and every one of us could express care. Each and every one of us could show and could say in his own way, in her own way, a big no to insulting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The believers, subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is major, taught us in the hadith, any person preventing a gossip, preventing ill talk about a brother, Allah will put a right upon him. Can someone put a right upon Allah? No one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a right upon his glory to relieve you from the hellfire. What does it mean? I repeat. If you defend your brother, you prevent only talk, ill talk. Somebody's talking bad about your brother. Somebody is gossiping about your brother, and you prevent that, you shut that talk. Allah will put a right upon him to relieve you from the hellfire. What about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What about us defending and preventing ill talk against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his great mercy and great generosity relieve us from the hellfire? Allahumma ani, we don't wish to leave these kuffar in hell. No matter how big sins we have, no matter how big of a sinner we have, Ya Rabb, we don't wish to meet them in hell. With your mercy, with your generosity, admit us in paradise. Allahumma ameen. And this way, this is a way for you to be sincerely encouraged. Not like a balloon, and one nail will just make the air go out. No, this will go on your heart, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and stays forever. Till the day you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I will tell you a big tip. There's so many tips I will mention after the khutbah. In maybe 2 minutes I'll mention them. But this particular tip each and every one of us can do. Most of us, we have at home answering machines. Why don't you put in your answering machine a message? I have tried this for maybe 3 years or more. It works good. While you're sleeping, you get rewards. While you're sleeping or outside home, you get ajr. While you are at home, you get nur and rahmah and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your answering machine. Your answering machine could be your key for the Jannah. How? You could say a message in Arabic. أكثروا من الصلاة على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Please leave a message. Simple. Everyone phone you, they will listen. They will be encouraged to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will know that you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Muslim or a non-Muslim, they will know. You could say it in English. Increase. Saying peace upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please leave a message. This is a tip that you could use, and it could be your key for the Jannah and Rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to remember, for those who are turning their back and thinking that, oh come on, you're overreacting. As if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them, اتخذتكم درعا حصينا لتمنعوا عني لبال العدا فكنتم نصالها وكنت أرجو منكم حسن ناصر فخنتم كخذلان اليمين شمالها قفوا وقفة معذور عني بمعزل وخلي نبالي للعدو أو نبالها حملوا الشهادات وغرقوا بالآفات تعسوا حملوا الشهادات they carry degrees but they are sunk into filth والعياذ بالله حملوا الشهادات وغرقوا بالآفات ضحكوا ساعة وتعسوا يوم الساعة خلعوا الثياب ليرتاحوا فازدادوا خزيا وراحوا للدنيا لهم معين والآخرة لهم جحيم على فراش الموت ناموا وللعذاب قاموا عند البعث لهم مسيرة تسوقهم ملائكة عسيرة. My brothers, my sisters, this khutbah could go for more than 1 hour, and I have to cut short and to remind you of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what's happening in the United hate countries, that they're hating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for no guilt. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to invite them to heaven, wants to invite their children to good life and to respect their parents, wants to invite their children to healthy life. They are fighting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are ill speaking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They want to insult Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honored. Nothing could touch him. The insult bounces in our back. If we are just busy with this life, take a look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, من كانت الدنيا أكبر همة جعل الله فقره بين عينيه ومن كانت الآخرة أكبر همة. Take a look at hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, whoever, and that means male or female, this life is the most of their concern, means they're just busy with this life. They're not concerned about the deen, they're not concerned about defending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're not concerned about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take a look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من كانت الدنيا أكبر همة. Whoever, this life is the most of their concern, the most of their worries, Allah will put their poverty, their faqr, their poverty, right before their face. And he will not get from this dunya except what prescribed for him. وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرْ هَمَّةِ جَعْلَ اللَّهِ غِنَاهِ فِي قَلْبَهِ وَتَأْتِيهِ الدُّنْيَا رَاغِمَةً. And those who the life after, and that means pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preparing for the life after. When you defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are preparing for the life after. So those who are preparing for the life after, those, the most of their concern, the most of their worries is the life after. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will make them rich in the heart, and this life will come to them raghima. This life will come to you raghima, that means a person coming to you in his knee, but loving Muhammad, the best of Allah's creation, it is a full-time matter. Loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not a cheap talk. It is not a cosmetic talk. It is not an excitement and tomorrow we are cold and we are asleep. We are dead. Not at all. Loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is forever. Lifetime. We are hooked with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't help but loving Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Finally, take a look at this. Take a look at this promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You love Allah, you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're gonna go and do something about it, expressing your care. Your reward will be huge. It will be huge to a point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that effort, could grant you the Jannah. could grant you a relief from your worries in this life, could grant you honor, could grant you comfort in the heart. With your effort, Allah could subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and your family happy and protect you. But take a look at those who are cursing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who are spending money in printing and on paper or in ink, which is the printing machines, they are cursing them. تَلْعَنَهُمْ. The paper, لَلْعَنَهُمْ. The paper will curse them. The ink they are using to make fun of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ink itself is cursing them. But take a look at their huge effort and huge money. Take a look what Allah said in the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ينفقون أموالهم ليضلوا عن سبيل الله فسينفقونها. It's confirmed. فسينفقونها, they will spend it. ثم تكون عليهم حسرة ثم يغلبون والذين كفروا إلى جهنم يحشرون. Shoved in the hellfire. What? Take a look. Allah said in the Quran, إن الذين كفروا. Because anyone cursing Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم or directly كافر, there is no but and if about it. Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, that those kuffar, they are spending their money. And Allah in one line, in one ayah, you repeat it twice, spending twice. So it's confirmed. They are spending it, they must spend it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, the kuffar, they are spending their money to divert people from the path of Allah. They will spend it, Allah confirmed. They will spend it. ثم تكون عليهم حسرة. It will be upon them as an agony. ثم يغلبون. They will be defeated in their effort. They will be lost. They will be sorry. والذين كفروا إلى جهنم يحشرون. And the kuffar, they will be shoved into the hellfire. And you know what's this life? People say this life is short. Look at anyone who lived 80 years old, 100 years old. They'll tell you that this life is short. This life is not only short. This life is short and fast. Because the distance between me and you is short. But I could walk in 1 minute to you, or I could walk in 1 hour, take my time to you. Life is short and fast. So inshallah, the kuffar, when they don't repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't have to apologize to us. They have to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have to become Muslims. They have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so Allah would save them. Otherwise, Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ. They will be shoved, the kuffar, into the hellfire. My brothers, my sisters, جزاكم الله خير for listening. جزاكم الله خير for your patience. Just take a commitment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Ya Rab, I will be one of those who will express my care, who will say no to insulting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rabbi, it's responsibility upon my heart, and it is an honor for me to live in this life and to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, it is a disgrace, it is a pain and agony to live in this life, to eat and breathe, to walk, and somebody cares for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not a good life. But take a commitment in your heart to show care for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This could be the maximum things to awaken our hearts, and this could be the key for us for the Jannah, and this could be the key for us, Allah pleased with us, and this could be the key for us that Allah change our life to a happy life, honorable life, safe life, and much more. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, illa Muhammad, illa Muhammad. You could curse at my mom and dad, I may walk away. You curse at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't wish to meet anyone cursing at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he better have a spare neck. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt. Allahumma ansur muslimina wal muslimat. Allahumma arham muslimina wal muslimat. Al ahya' minhum al amwat. Allahumma ansur islam fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansur islam fi kulli makan. Allahumma qatil wa dammir a'da' al islam fi kulli makan. Oh Allah, give us mercy, shower us with your mercy. Oh Allah, deal with us according to your great mercy. Oh Allah, don't deal with us according to what we deserve. Deal with us according to your great mercy. Oh Allah, give victory to Islam. Give dignity to Islam. Oh Allah, give us and rush victory for us. And give destruction, dammir a'da' al-deen, the enemy of Islam. Oh Allah, implement in our hearts, inject in our heart the true, pure love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and defending Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, we ask you paradise without any punishment, without a previous torture, without a previous punishment. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma as'alka al-firdaus al-a'la min ghayri sabiq adab. Allahumma as'alka al-mitat al-hasana. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Salat salam, Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Kumla salatum wa rahmatumullah.